Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, the teachers carry you out of your office on their shoulders Friday after big news?
Well, we actually didn't have anybody working on Friday except for the school board, so there wasn't anybody else there. It was a small group, but it was a very, very great day for Commerce and a great day to be able to really show our support for our staff and our employees.
Right. What we're talking about is a major pay increase approved by the Commerce School Board. I know you want to give them credit for that.
Yes, sir.
That was announced, actually voted on Friday. So large pay increases for teachers and staff. And this is coming about because your state funding will be up 19%. This year?
Yes, sir. For over the past decade, since all the new funding formulas have came out, Commerce has been at the bottom. So we were way behind as far as per student funding. So a lot of other school districts were getting more per student from the state. One of the things that the House Bill 3 has done is made things more equitable. So whereas some districts did not get very much of an increase in funding, we did get a very large increase in funding.
Yeah, so this came about because of school finance reform in this recent session of the legislature.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And so last time we talked, you weren't clear on exactly what that was going to mean, but I guess over the course of the summer, it became apparent.
There's been a lot of facts that have came out, FAQs that have come out from TEA that have helped a lot of meetings at Region 10. It's been a process of talking to a lot of the experts and people that know the most about this.
So of this 19% increase in state funding, 62% of that goes to pay increases.
Yes, sir, directly to our staff. 15% of it's going to go to all of our non-professional employees, all our non-contractual employees, for example, secretaries, bus drivers, maintenance, all those. And then we did anywhere between a $7,000 and $12,000 raise for all of our teaching staff, our librarians, and our nurses. And then for our administrators, they only got a 2% increase, but they are getting the $5,000 bonus. That gives them about a 9% increase.
We'll come back to the $5,000 bonus or stipend that you mentioned in a moment. But you had to make a decision, did you not, whether to provide substantial pay raises or hire more people?
Yes, sir. And that's, you know, with us being underfunded, we've had to run a really tight ship for at least the last decade. So when we get this big increase, we could have gone out and tried to hire a bunch more positions. We could have added teachers. We could have added counselors. We could have added a lot of different positions. We wanted to do everything we could to attract and retain the best teachers. We have a lot of teachers that have devoted years here to Commerce ISD. Mm-hmm. So it was an awesome experience to be able to reward these teachers as much as we've been able to.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. A big pay raise announced and approved by the Commerce School Board for teachers and staff on Friday. So you mentioned the bonus. So there's a $5,000, what the Commerce Journal article called a stipend.
Yes, sir.
And then there is a minimum $2,200 raise for teachers. That's been approved.
Yes, sir. 30% of the money that you received from the state in an increase had to go to either staff or teacher raises. Okay. So the teacher raises, one, we had to make sure we were on the teacher pay scale, and then all the rest of it was divided equally between all the different steps of all the teachers. So we did all that part. Now, the board... And understand, the board worked really, really hard on this, the school board. It was multiple meetings. It was hours of time. They put a lot of time and effort into this. But they more than doubled that 30% that the school district was required to give to employees. So that's how we got to the 62%. So, yes, it's a very significant amount.
But the stipend is a one-time thing.
It's built into their salary and it's paid throughout the year. Okay.
Right.
The reason that we did a stipend is because some of the leading school finance people in the state of Texas suggest that this may not be sustainable.
Uh-huh.
Well, a stipend is something that if we had to, we could reduce stipends. That is not something we want to do. We want to continue to be able. It still counts towards those teachers' retirement. It still counts in every way that regular pay does.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we'd have built it into the pay scale and they cut back funding, now then we're going to have to cut positions. And we've been running a tight ship.
Right. But the $2,200 raise, or minimum $2,200 raise, that's more or less permanent.
Yes, sir.
Built into their salary structure.
Yes, sir. As well as the 15% for all of our non-contractual employees.
Right. So, and I read that the staff, meaning custodians, bus drivers, they're getting a 15% pay increase pretty much across the board?
Well, not by individual person, but by individual groups. So they're built into a family the way that they're paid.
Right.
And based on the midpoint of that family, every single one of them is getting a 15%. So some will actually get a little bit more.
Yeah.
Some will get just a little bit less. It won't be far off, but yes.
Based on experience, the years of service and so on. Starting salary goes from $39,000 a year to $46,200 a year.
Yes, sir.
That'll help with recruiting, won't it?
Yes, sir. Yeah. That'll help. It's sort of weird when you look at different school districts. In some school districdistricts, at the beginning, we're just $1,000 above. But at 20 years, we're $8,000 above. So it depends upon how they've set up their scale in comparison to ours. But in a lot of cases, we're $6,000 to $8,000 above what another school district is paying in this area.
As of now?
As of now.
I see.
Yes, sir.
What are other, and we're almost out of time, but what are other districts doing? How does this compare with what other districts are doing?
All districts have had to put some of the increase in funding. The state requirement was 30%. Now, I think it varied a lot in how much they got, but a lot of them, you know, they were getting more in the years past, so they were able to pay more then, so they didn't have as much of an increase.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETY. We'll be right back.